Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle producers at Superior Livestock's Labor Day video auction Wednesday and Thursday, September 6th and 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. both days. 62,360 head, 14,000 feeder steers, almost 11,000 feeder heifers, 17,000 weaned calves, over 11,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Animal health is key to your business. How do you track cattle health treatments? Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Performance Beef helps you record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Your health data is integrated with feed and financial information in one easy-to-use platform, accessible from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Find Performance Beef online to request a demo.
We're talking with the new dean and vice president, Division of Agriculture, Oklahoma State University, Dr. Jason Luss. Jason, congratulations on this new position. I know you're still trying to get your feet on the ground and you're running as you do that. What made you interested in returning to OSU after you were away for several years?
Well, Ron, it's great to be back in Oklahoma. There were a number of things that drew me back. One is just the importance of agriculture in this state and the ability to have an impact on students, really strong enrollment growth in the College of Agriculture that tracks students from all over the country. Moreover, the importance of agriculture to the university is clear, and the university's strategic plan really highlights important parts of agriculture that they see as important to the future of the university. And so it's a real opportunity, I think, for the division to play a role and work with producers around the state to really have a big impact. That was something that I found particularly attractive.
Seems that Dr. Shrum is very interested in embracing that land-grant role.
Absolutely. I mean, I think high on her priority list, for example, is investing in extension, which is critical, I think, to our functioning in the division, but also just the integration of health, which is more of her background, and agriculture, I think, is a new opportunity for us. And so I really look forward to working with her in partnership in a way that, again, I think is fairly unique, even when you look out across land-grant universities, to have a president that really has this focus on agriculture.
As you arrive, you've also got a few thousand friends and new students coming in as well.
We do. The estimates suggest that we're expecting our largest freshman class that we've ever had this year on campus. So that's great news. One of those I might mention is my son. So that's been fun to see him start as a freshman at Oklahoma State University. And so I have a vested interest in making sure that we have good student outcomes there as well. In the college, the Ferguson College of Agriculture, we've got about 2,800 undergraduate students that are with us this year. So we're a little bit up from last year. And we've also experienced some strong growth over the last decade. So it's a great time to be at Oklahoma State.
And a year away, you're already, I know you'll have lots of meetings between now and then, getting ready for the new Ag Hall, the new Frontiers facility that is just across the street from old Ag Hall.
We do. So construction is well underway, and we anticipate having classes in there at the start of next year's fall semester, so fall of 2024. And it's a fantastic new facility with a lot of student-facing spaces, student-facing laboratories, and of course, high-end research labs as well. So it's going to be a wonderful new building where we can, instead of working in 1940s and 50s era facilities, that we can really put ourselves in a spot to be doing cutting-edge research and really having that impact on students as well.
New OSU Ag Dean, Dr. Jason Lusk. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the 26th annual female production sale of Pollard Farms, Wacomas, Oklahoma, 12 noon, September 16th. 113 registered Angus lots will sell, including young fall pairs and heavy breads, fall yearling open heifers, spring open heifer show, and donor prospects, and more. For details about the sale, go to PollardFarms.com. You'll find the sale book there, videos, and more. 26th annual female production sale, Saturday, September 16th, at the ranch, 12 noon, PollardFarms.com. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.